Well, Casey, I'm not going to try to retape over that old tape. I'm going to send you a new tape here so you can try it and maybe it'll work. I hope you've gotten your tape recorder fixed by now. I think maybe you just need the heads cleaned there on your little unit there that's supposed to do the erasing. Well, I don't know about that buying a new dress, a bright red one, too. I guess you'll have to bring it to Hawaii and let me see what you look like in it. Sounds like Sherry is gonna be a real problem. Sorry to hear that Miss Gilbert had so many bad things to say about her, but I imagine Miss Gilbert knows her pretty well if she had her last year in that special education class. I guess her conditions at home doesn't help the situation very much. And her brothers, I'm sure they don't help the situation much either. I just assume you stay away from their house, and because you never know when them boys are gonna try something. Sounds like your class at the that began with the Burkines is gonna be real interesting. I haven't had the privilege of meeting Smitty yet, but I'm sure I will whenever I get back home. I'm sure Charlotte would enjoy that class, so maybe you'll try to get a hold of her and see if you can't get her started going to that class, too. Were you serious whenever you said you were going to learn how to quilt? I'm sure it'd be nice to learn, but I doubt if you'd ever have time to use it. About learning the answers to all the problems, all the marriage problems, don't get the idea that you're going to get all the answers, because I doubt if you will. I'll probably bring up some problems for you that never were in the book, so you'll just have to put up with those whenever they come up. About the Monday night class, it sounds like it's beginning to be real interesting, and maybe it is a sign you're maturing. No, not really. You've matured a lot since my senior year in college, and that's quite evident. But I'm sure we both recognize times whenever we can see that we have matured in a lot of ways, and it's nice that we have these things come up where we can recognize the fact that we are maturing. The early bird program that the college and Highland Church has started sounds like a real good program. I hope it all comes out real well and get a lot of kids enrolled in the classes. Whoever brought up the idea must have been pretty much on the ball, because that seems like a real good way to attract all the kids. About the school kids and using the board on the behind, I won't comment any more on that. About your tape recorder and the problems, as I said before, maybe you just need to clean the heads on the eraser part of the tape recorder. Or maybe you're not talking loud enough into the mic. I think yours is probably the way mine is, and you can set the volume that it's recording on the same volume knob that you use whenever you're playing back. So while you're taping, we'll try turning up the volume a little higher, and it'll come out a little higher whenever you play it back. I think maybe that might have been one of your problems earlier, but maybe it's just that it's not erasing. About the cookies, and the new recipe you got with the oatmeal and the butterscotch, well, go ahead and fix up a batch and send them on over, and I'll try them out and let you know how they come out. About the Zigafooses and the meeting that they had on the youth program over at their house, I'd like for you to get to know the Zigafooses a little better. I was real close to Ben whenever I was in school there. I really did think a lot of him, and I always will. He was real good to me, and he was always real good to all of his students. He seemed to take a special interest in the individual instead of treating everyone as a whole. And I know he has a way with youth, and I just hope that y'all work things out, and maybe you can make a few of those trips with the young kids there at the church. With all these things going on, doesn't look like you're going to be having much time on your hands, which is a good deal. But I hope that you can participate in all of them a little bit anyway, and not just make big plans and never carry them out. But I'm sure that you'll work hard at it anyway, whatever it might be. I don't know any more about Billy and his Virginia Beach girl. I do just what his mother told me, and I imagine she had bigger ideas than what Billy does. You were wondering about an address so that you could write Billy. Well, I'm sure that he could probably get his mail if you sent it to the old address, but why don't you just try his Fort Worth address? I'm not sure whether you have his address there in Fort Worth or not, but I'll give it to you right now if you like. It's 1105 Barclay. It's Barclay. That's 1105 Barclay in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm not sure on the zip code there, but you can just send it to Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm sure he'd get it. Here's the zip code. It's 76111. 76111. I'm sure he'd be glad to hear. And I guess he'll be going out to California here pretty soon to start that school on the River Patrol. So imagine his folks could transfer his mail, and you could probably get his address out there pretty quick. You were wondering about Cheryl losing her job. Well, I don't think there's any sweat about her losing her job. What the deal was, they had a few bookkeeping problems, and they were operating in the red there for a little while, but maybe by now they've got the situation in hand, and it's back to normal. But I know for a little while there they were operating in the red, and all of her paychecks were putting them further in the red. Well, I'd like to tell you about Granny and the Maze Days parade they had at Friona a couple of weeks ago. Granny and Lucy rode with Lewis Welch. You know, Lewis is the one that has the three red-headed daughters. And he had an old Model T he had fixed up and shiny, so they rode in the parade with him, and they got a second place. I'd like for you to see Gone with the Wind and A Man and a Woman, if you could. You mentioned that they were both playing there in Abilene, so you ought to get Miss Wells and go see those, because I think she'd like both of those also. You were wondering about General Chips and the crash that he was in. Well, I imagine you know by now that one of our pilots was the pilot of the aircraft that he was in, and they all got out except one crew chief that was killed. The pilot that was piloting the plane lives right across the hall here from me, on the other side of the hooch. So it's been pretty touch and go here for a little while. You were wondering about, in the paper said something about him being on a combat mission. Actually, he wasn't on a combat mission. He was just going around to these different LZs where they have the troops. He was checking them out and visiting with some of the troopers out there in the field. I guess he'll be going home. I think he's out on the ship right now. He just had a fractured spine. So they were all real lucky. I'd like to keep a scrapbook if we could. And I'll be sending different paper clippings that you've sent me and paper clippings that I sent, that I cut out of papers over here. And I'll send them to you, and you just get you a box and start putting them in it. And whenever I get home, well, we can put them together, or you can put them together if you run out of time. But I'll be sending you paper clippings and maybe pictures and stuff like that that we can put in a scrapbook and we'll have us a scrapbook whenever I get home. I did like the little clipping about Beetle Bailey that you sent, and we haven't had that problem over here yet. We have the air conditioner going, so there's quite a bit of noise, and you can't hear everyone snoring in the background very good. You were wondering whether that was the same guards that you knew that you read about in the church bulletin. That is the same guards. That's Earl Guard Sr. that is the husband of Corey Guard. He's an elder there in the church, and they also have a son. His name is Ralph, and he's married, and they have four kids, and they go to church there. And also, Ralph's a deacon there at the church, and they also have another son. He's in Petersburg, Florida. He's down in South Florida. He's in the Coast Guard. And then the one daughter that they have, which was Susie, and she married that boy that went to ACC that was in the flight program down there at Pensacola whenever I was. Well, I've got a good deal for you coming up here. Would you like to go skiing Christmas? Mom and Dad wrote and wondered and if you'd like to go. If you'd like to go, you let me know, and I'll let them know. They've probably already asked you by now. I'm sure she couldn't wait to ask. But Rosemary and Gary Shackelford will be going, along with about 50 other people from Freona. So I'd like to see you go if you could get off, and don't worry about the money. Go ahead and spend whatever you need to, but I doubt if you'll be spending much money if you go with Mother and Daddy. And don't worry about it. Let them pay for it if they want to, because I'm sure that that'll be their Christmas present to you. And that's the way I want it also, so don't put up a big fight about money. But let me know what you think, and if you'd like to go, we'll just say the word, because there'll be plenty of room. You can probably sleep with Sharon again. Sharon Autry, if you like. But there's usually a lot of girls, and they put all the little girls together, and the bigger girls, and all the big boys, and then all the parents usually have a separate room. But there's no problem as far as room is concerned. I wish I was going to be home so I could go too. But circumstances don't dictate, so we'll just have to wait. About your packages, I've been getting a few packages here lately. I got a package with some cookies in it from Mother a couple of days ago, some of my favorite cherry cookies. And I did get your quart of Hawaiian punch that your mother sent, which I was real glad to get, and about half of it's gone already. I'm gonna send your last tape back, and you can do whatever you want to with it, but it's free to send, so I'll just send it back, and you can keep it if you want to. I'm getting a lot of tapes made over here for our big recorder. Whenever I buy a big recorder, it'll be about 3 or 4 weeks before I get any of them back. I have to order them through Da Nang down there, but they're big 7-inch tapes, and all they'll be is music. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. I may go ahead and start sending them home, and then by the time I get home, we'll have a real good collection of tapes with music. And I imagine by now you've gotten the letter that had the picture of the tape recorder in it, the Kaya tape recorder. Well, if you like that one, well, I'll look, and whenever I go to Hong Kong, but I think maybe I'll probably wait till I get ready to come home and stop in Okinawa on my way home and buy my tape recorder there. That way I don't have to pay customs, and I can send it home as household effects with my orders, and it doesn't cost as much that way to send them. I don't know whether I told you about our Hong Kong deal, but we are getting 4 days shopping in Hong Kong if the deal holds out. We've already sent about 8 pilots to Hong Kong. It is just only 4 days. We go down to Da Nang and fly to Hong Kong on a C-130 and spend 4 days in Hong Kong and come back home. They call it a shopping trip. It doesn't cost us any leave, and it doesn't count as an R&R. I guess you were probably wondering if it didn't count as an R&R and I was taking my R&R to Hong Kong. No, it doesn't count as an R&R. It is just a Christmas shopping trip. I've been trying to call home, and if I had your phone number, well, I'd try to call you. We haven't had too good luck here lately getting through to the States, but as soon as we do and I get your phone number, well, I'll try to give you a call. It'd probably be coming in some night through the week, probably around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, so you should be home. If not, don't worry about it. I'll be trying again some other time. But I did try to call folks, and I never did get through to them, so I'll be trying to call them also.